Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Hello, this is Jasper with the Christmas quiz. Question 1. Which ocean can Christmas Island be found in? Question 2. In what type of building was the baby Jesus born in? Question 3. What is your star sign if you are born on Christmas Day? Question 4. What time is the Queen's speech traditionally broadcast? Question 5. What gifts did the three wise men give Jesus on his birthday? Question 6. Who was crowned King of England on Christmas Day in 1066? Question 7. Which country traditionally plays the Boxing Day Test match every year? Question 8. Which plant-based Christmas tradition was started by servants in Victorian Britain? Question 9. Which plant has bright red and green leaves and is sometimes known as the Christmas flower? And finally, question 10. How many ghosts appear in A Christmas Carol? That's all. Tune in later to find out the answers.
Hello, this is Jasper with some myth-busting Christmas facts. Did you know the abbreviation Xmas isn't irreligious? The letter X is a Greek abbreviation for Christ. For A Christmas to be officially classified as white, a single snowflake needs to be observed falling in the 24 hours of 25th of December on the rooftop of a Met Office HQ in London. Ebenezer Scrooge's famous line, "Bar humbug, almost never existed." Charles Dickens' initial choice was Bar Christmas. On Christmas Eve in 2001, the Bethlehem Hotel had 208 out of 210 rooms free. And finally, the Star of Bethlehem, the one the wise men followed to find the little baby Jesus, was probably a comet or the planet Uranus.
I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 21st of December 1981 was when the very first game of basketball was played. The sport was invented by James Nasmyth, a PE teacher who was looking for a way to keep his pupils busy on a rainy day. After creating a set of basic rules, he had given birth to an entirely new sport. Professional basketball teams started appearing all over North America, although it was fairly disorganized. But in 1949, the National Basketball Association was formed. The 21st of December 1937 was when entertainment giant Disney produced their first full-length film. The film was called Snow White, and it was also the world's first full-length animated film. Although it was only 83 minutes long, Snow White took 3 years to develop. The film was a great success, mainly because nobody had ever seen a full-length animated film before. Following up on Snow White's triumph, Disney released Pinocchio in 1940, followed by Dumbo in 1941 and Bambi in 1942. December the 24th, 1644 was when revolutionary Oliver Cromwell banned Christmas. Oliver Cromwell was a Puritan, which meant that he was a heavily religious person that followed Protestant teachings. After overthrowing King Charles I in 1563, he eventually banned Christmas 6 years later. Cromwell said that Christmas should be a time when people should account for their sins, not a time for feasting and merrymaking. Fortunately, the ban was reversed following Cromwell's death in 1659. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with some Christmas facts world records. Did you know that the length of the longest ever Christmas stocking is 32.56 metres? It was also 14.97 metres wide. The world record number of Christmas cards sent by a single person in a year is 62,824. At the time of writing, that would cost £40,207.36 in first-class stamps. According to the Guinness World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever cut was a 221-foot Douglas fir that was displayed in 1950 at the Northgate Shopping Centre in Seattle, Washington. In 1999, residents of the state of Maine in America built the world's biggest ever snowman. He stood at 113 feet tall. The largest ever Christmas cracker was 63.1 metres, or 207 feet long, and 4 metres or 13 feet in diameter, and was made by the parents of children at Lay Hill School and Preschool, Chesham, Buckinghamshire, on 20th of December 2001. The joke was rubbish. The number of participants in the largest ever Secret Santa organised was 30,000 by Reddit in 2012. The most valuable Christmas card was sold at an auction in the UK in 2001 for £20,000. The most expensively dressed Christmas tree was valued at just under £7 million and was erected and displayed by the Emirates Palace in Abu Dhabi, UAE, from 16th to 29th of December 2010. And finally, the most lights lit simultaneously on a Christmas tree is 194,672 and was achieved by Kiwanis Malmedy and Hort Fagnes in Malmedy, Belgium on the 10th of December 2010.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have a joke for you. What do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
A stick.
Hello, this is Jasper with a white Christmas candy recipe. You will need 320 grams of Rice Krispies, 128 grams of full cream milk powder, 128 grams of coconut, 64 grams of mixed dried fruit, 96 grams of icing sugar, 64 grams of glassy cherries, and 227 grams of solid white vegetable fat or butter. Mix all the dry ingredients in a large mixing bowl, then stir in the fruits. Heat the vegetable fat or butter until melted but not hot and add to the bowl, mixing well to combine. Press the mixture into a 20cm by 30cm baking tray lined with non-stick baking paper. Chill overnight in the refrigerator and cut into squares or festive shapes. All measurements are approximate. Hello, this is Jasper with the Christmas Quiz Answers. Question 1 was, which ocean can Christmas Island be found in? The answer was Indian Ocean. Question 2 was, in what type of building was the baby Jesus born in? The answer was a stable. Question 3, what is your star sign if you are born on Christmas Day? The answer is Capricorn. Question 4, what time is the Queen's speech traditionally broadcast? The answer is 3 p.m. Question 5 was, what gifts did the three wise men give Jesus on his birthday? The answer was gold, frankincense and myrrh. Question 6 was, who was crowned King of England on Christmas Day in 1066? The answer was William the Conqueror. Question 7 was, which country traditionally plays the Boxing Day Test match every year? The answer was Australia. Question 8 was, which plant-based Christmas tradition was started by servants in Victorian Britain? The answer was kissing under mistletoe. Question 9 was, which plant has bright red and green leaves and is sometimes known as the Christmas flower? The answer is poinsettia. And finally, question 10 was, how many ghosts appear in A Christmas Carol? The answer was 4.
That's it for the Short Break Show. thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.